you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and welcome to our casual Friday chats behind the scenes of Stuff You Missed in History Class. I'm Holly Fry.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And today was Emergency Medicine Week. Emergency Medicine Week. That's where my brain's at. It's a little broken at this point.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I it took me a while to work on this one because there's so much source material and it's kind of hard to pick out which things you want to focus on. And I am sure there are elements in the history of emergency medicine in the U.S. that people are like, oh, I wish you had talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry we didn't. Can't do it all.
Yeah.
I was a little bit struck because I am one of those people who is not great about maintaining a regular GP. So I'm kind of one of those jerks that's like at the emergency room going, ah, something is going wrong. And they're like, who's your GP? And I'm like, I don't have one. I do right now. I'm being very good. But
yeah,
as we were talking about how people use it for outpatient care, I try not to. I literally would not go if it weren't an actual situation where I was like, we should address this quickly.
Yeah.
But I still realize, like, it's better to have baseline health knowledge of yourself. So I encourage everyone to do that if you can.
I do have a GP, and I had been putting off my physical, not by a long amount. Like, I was one of those things where I was like, okay, when I get back from vacation, I'm going to schedule that physical. And I would have been roughly on schedule for it. But instead, I got back from vacation, and there was a pandemic. And, there's physicals aren't happening. Physicals are canceled.
Yeah.
Going to have to do it later. Along with a lot of other chores that I was also putting off until getting back from vacation.
Well, and being in a pandemic has changed the way I look at emergency care in general. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, I have seen videos made by doctors where they're like, if you have an emergency situation, come to the emergency department. We want to fix you. But, like, there was a night I was washing dishes, these old plates that I've had since college. So they are elderly. They're like 30 years old. And they're black glass plates. And one of them just broke while I was washing and it sliced open my hand. And I'm standing there like watching it bleed. And I'm like, how bad is this? Because like, could I do stitches by myself at home? Because I do not want to go to a medical facility right now.
Yeah.
Like, one, like there's just the fact that there's potential exposure to additional illness. But also like, I would feel like a jerk being like, I cut my hand on a dish, when I know those nurses and doctors and other medical staff are so slammed with a pandemic at the moment.
Yeah. I get daily updates from our mayor. And one of the recent updates from the mayor was like, we have heard a lot of reports of people who are having emergencies not wanting to go to the emergency room because you're afraid of overtaxing the medical system, which like Massachusetts is a hotspot. And there's we have a field hospital that may reach capacity. Like it's a scary thing. But also he was like, if you're having an emergency, please still go to the emergency. Like, don't risk your life because you're afraid that either you will cause a burden or that, like, you may be exposed to something. Like, they're taking all the precautions.
Yeah.
Still try to get treatment if you're having an emergency.
For the record, my hand is fine. I didn't have any stitches. It was just going to say, you know, when you cut your hand, there are a lot of a lot of capillaries and whatnot going on there. It bleeds sometimes a lot. And I don't want to be graphic, but I did slice open some skin and I was just kind of doing that. Like, how bad is this? And it's fine. It's healed now. It's A-okay. I have always said, you know, when people say like, what job would you want to do other than yours? What job would you never want to do other than yours? I could not work in any medical field.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. And I'm not even that squeamish. I just don't think I could do it.
Right. I think, have discussed on the show before that I am not okay with vomit in a lot of contexts. So that would be
a disqualifier.
One of the things that surprised me in these episodes this week was I thought that the 911 system was slightly newer than it really was. Because, like I said in the episode, when I was a kid, we didn't have 911 at home. Like, I still remember the number we were supposed to call if there was a fire or other emergency at our house, and it was not 911. And when we got onto 911, like, it was a pretty big deal. And that happened, I mean, I was old enough to remember it, and I knew the old number well enough that I still remember it, and I'm 44 years old. So like I somehow thought that 911 had been developed in the 80s. It was before that.
Oh yeah. See, I was the opposite. I thought it had been developed way before that, and it really was not. It certainly wasn't implemented for a long time in a lot of places. And now I'm trying to remember when I was 9, we moved from living outside Seattle in the Pacific Northwest, where I believe we had 911, because I vaguely remember having like a presentation about it at school, to moving to a very rural beach community on the Gulf Coast. And I don't think we had 911 there. But I also was a carefree, stupid kid who didn't really think about emergencies anyway. In an emergency, you call mom or dad. Yeah, I wonder now. I feel like I should look that up.
Yeah.
Like, did we have 911 when we moved to Florida? And I don't honestly know. I knew a little bit about the Freedom House ambulance service before we did this episode. I did not realize the gravity of that service in terms of like any ambulance that picks you up for an emergency today. Its seeds are back there at Freedom House. And I didn't know how poorly those paramedics had been treated in terms of being told they were not qualified for their own jobs. I'm not surprised by it, but I didn't have, and I knew there was a certainly a racist element to that program being shut down and the politicians of Pittsburgh saying, no, we're going to start our own thing. But I didn't realize that they were like, oh, you're not qualified for this job, which is just seethingly angry making for me, because what I would say is not appropriate for a podcast that is heard sometimes by families and younger listeners. But it is not cool. I could tell you that. I also am struck by how many. I mean, we know if you're drawn to medicine as a field, you are someone who wants to give of yourself and take care of others. But I really like every one of these doctors that comes up in these two episodes, like the way they are described by colleagues long after they are gone is all about how like it's a life that is, to me, a little bit terrifying. Like, they didn't take breaks. Nancy Caroline, people would talk about how she never had, like, a night's sleep. She would get a few hours here and there in the ambulance while she was working in between calls. And those kinds of lives it really makes it clearer than ever that, like, we have not been really appreciating the level of sacrifice that the medical community in many cases gives.
Yeah.
So again, I deeply thank everyone involved in caring for people, whether that is during a pandemic or not. I've had surprise hospital stays where there were some of those nurses I wanted to hug and cry because I was so grateful for them taking care of me. So thank you to all of the nurses and the doctors and the EMTs and the paramedics. Again, I feel like we can never thank you enough. I want to figure out new ways to thank them. I'm still working on that in my head. But I think that pretty much covers it for today. Otherwise, I'll start crying because I always do.
I'm not laughing at you. That was like a yes.
You can. It's valid.
I'm thinking ahead to what we're recording next, where I have picked a listener mail that I'm honestly not sure I'm going to be able to read without crying.
Well, we will get through it in pieces. There's a little inside information, is that sometimes we read things one sentence at a time.
Yep. Might happen.
And then take breaks, and our amazing producer-editor, Casey, cuts out all of the pauses and the crying and the give me a minutes. and then he makes it into an actual functioning discussion or sentence.
Yep.
So Casey's another one who we always have to thank profusely. If you would like to write to us and share your listener mails, your pictures of kitties, your pictures of your bathrooms, which we talked about in one of our listener mails, which I loved, you can do so at historypodcast@iheartradio.com. You can also reach out to us on social media. We're everywhere as Missed in History. And you can subscribe to our show if you haven't already. That is easy to do on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is you listen.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ+ bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.